This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations at the 19th Rozgar Mela through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela is a key initiative, reflecting the Prime Minister's commitment to giving top priority to employment generation and turning this vision into reality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis have called for strengthening multilateral efforts to combat terrorism and for the early finalization and adoption of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism within the UN framework. In a joint statement issued after talks between the two leaders in New Delhi yesterday, both sides urged strong and coordinated action against all UN and EU-designated terrorists and terrorist organizations, including those listed under the 1267 UN Security Council Sanctions Committee. As maritime nations with deep-rooted naval traditions, India and Cyprus also agreed to expand cooperation in the maritime domain. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrived in Kolkata this morning on a four-day visit to India. This is his maiden visit to India. During his stay in Kolkata, Mr. Rubio is expected to pay respects at Mother Teresa's cemetery. He is also likely to visit the Victoria Memorial. Later, the U.S. Secretary of State will arrive in New Delhi and call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said that India has adequate availability of petrol and diesel and supplies across the country remain stable. In a social media post, the ministry advised citizens to avoid panic buying and to purchase fuel only as per actual requirement. It said any temporary pressure at a few retail outlets is being addressed through continuous supply monitoring and coordinated distribution by oil marketing companies. Indian Army officer Major Abhilasha Barak, serving with the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Lebanon, has been selected for the prestigious 2025 United Nations Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. Major Barak is currently serving with the Indian Battalion as commander of the female engagement team in the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. She is also the first woman combat helicopter pilot of the Indian Army. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has extended the last date for obtaining scanned photocopies of answer books for Class 12 board examinations by one more day until tomorrow. Earlier, the deadline was today. CBSE said the decision was taken after its website experienced unprecedented traffic over the past few days, along with several attempts of unauthorized interference, making it prone to disruptions. The board informed that students will have up to 2 days to apply for the next stage of verification of marks or re-evaluation after receiving the scanned copy of their answer books. CBSE has advised candidates to make use of the extended timeline and complete the process accordingly. The Trump administration has announced a major change to the U.S. green card process, stating that foreign nationals seeking permanent residency will now be required to return to their home countries to apply. The move, outlined in a policy memo by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, limits approvals from within the United States to only extraordinary circumstances. Under the new policy, applicants for permanent residency, a key step towards U.S. citizenship, will largely need to complete consular processing abroad. The Indo-Tibetan Border Police, ITBP, has successfully completed its first-ever all-women international mountaineering expedition to the Mount Everest, marking a historic milestone in the force's mountaineering achievements. In a statement, the ITBP said the 14-member team, comprising 11 women climbers and 3 technical and support staff, summited the world's highest peak on the 21st of this month through the South Col route from the Nepal side. The expedition was flagged off from ITBP headquarters on 19th April. As part of its Clean Himalaya Safe Glacier campaign, the team also carried out environmental awareness activities and collected non-biodegradable waste from the Everest region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.